Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Drug Prescriptions.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The reality is setting in quickly. Republicans have one chance to replace the healthcare law. Because of the arcane rules of budget reconciliation and President Donald Trump's desire to overhaul the tax code on a second go-round, if Republicans screw this one up, they're in trouble. They really don't have a second chance. So here's where things stand. We are seeing an engaged Donald Trump for the first time, perhaps, in his presidency. Donald Trump will meet with the House Republican vote counters, or the deputy whip team, next week to talk about getting the health care replacement bill through the chamber. He also met with them on Tuesday. The White House is having conservative leaders over this evening for a meeting before he dines with Senator Ted Cruz. And the White House is extending an olive branch to the House Freedom Caucus, inviting them over to 1600 Pennsylvania to bowl.
We're told that Trump is going to stop saying that his healthcare bill represents the beginning of a negotiation. He supports the bill, and the confusion, allies say, is not helpful. He's privately threatening retribution for people who don't get on board. Trump and Speaker Paul Ryan had a positive phone call late Tuesday in which the president reiterated his strong support for the bill. But there are still mixed messages coming out of the administration. The House Freedom Caucus, which is leading the charge against the bill, met with OMB Director Mick Mulvaney, a former caucus member, Tuesday night, and many lawmakers we spoke to got the impression that Trump is game to horse trade.
Conservatives are still furious, and for now, they're showing no signs of coming around. They think that they have the best hand to play. They are opposed to this bill, and they're looking for changes. They're looking for a clean repeal of Obamacare, and they want that now. Congressman Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, two Freedom Caucus leaders, met with Vice President Mike Pence yesterday and then went to the microphones and blasted the bill. Freedom Works, Heritage Action, and Club for Growth, the most watched outside conservative groups, all say they are opposed to the legislation. Many people attached to those groups think the support of this bill could be a litmus test in future elections.
The big issue we're all watching? The price tag of the healthcare bill. Republicans are already preemptively slamming the budget scorekeeper as this bill moves forward. But at the end of the day, the GOP is going to have to deal with how much their healthcare bill costs. For years, Republicans, including Speaker Paul Ryan, have railed against the costs of Obamacare. Outside conservative groups and political pundits have already been pressing the GOP to give them a straight answer, and they aren't going away anytime soon.
Other hot stories today? Lawmakers' probe into Russian interference in the election has hit a new phase. The CIA is providing raw intelligence as the Trump-Russia probe heats up. We have a Politico Morning Consult poll this morning that shows a majority of voters are in favor of a special prosecutor to probe Russia-Trump ties. And our colleague Annie Carney has the story of the day, featuring Boris Epstein, a Trump loyalist, and how he is causing friction with TV bookers over his combative style.
In the juice, DNC Chair Tom Perez is huddling with the House Democratic Caucus Wednesday morning to talk Republicans' Obamacare repeal efforts. Google is hiring a head of Republican political advertising, and SKDK Knickerbocker is closing its offices in observance of a Day Without a Woman Wednesday, which also coincides with International Women's Day. Subscribe to Politico Playbook at politico.com/playbook.